right now, John Joseph from Pakistan is actually building the school. And because of all the flood and the earthquake, the roof part actually got corrupted. Right now, they're actually fixing their roof right now. So please pray for them as well. The word, the title is The Word Wisdom. The Psalm 191:5, it says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." God's word will enrich you so that you will be prosperous. And then that's why God is actually giving you the word of God. Your word, God's word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. If you really listen to the God's word and you will feel dark, then that is wrong. Because God's word itself is a light and it will be showing your path. So those who are really be centered with the word of God, those people are the ones who have really received the blessing. God actually said that if you really go from away from the God's word, then if you really go along with the God's word, then you'll be prosperous. You'll be blessed. And those people who really go with the God's word, those people are really blessed one. Psalm 1:1, it says, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, not stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." Those people who are really centered with the word of God, they are actually going away from the evil. If you really stay and live in the evil, then you will not revive them or give them the save them. You will kill them. Someone who is walk away from the evil wickedness. If you can fight, if you want to fight against the evilness inside of yourself, you really have to have the word of God. Verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night." God's will is actually for you to rejoice all the time. Then someone who will be really meditating on the God's word and talking about the God's word, then those people will be the one who be filled with the joy. Throughout this week, and always be filled with the joy. Verse 3. "He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in all that he does, he prospers." Then whoever that is going along with the word of God, for sure, he will prosper. It's not really because it means that God really admits that person who is with God all the time. And then those people are the ones who are really admitted by God. And then he'll be actually blessing those people to be used by God. Also, if I listen to the God's word, I'll be rich. It's not really, it's not like that. Through the God's word, you have to make sure that God will admit you. That's the most important part. Those people who are really admitted by the word of by God, God will be guiding you. Psalm 1:4-6, "The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that our wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish." Those who are really being centered with the word of God, then they will be really guided to the right path. So those people who are really going to the wrong path might seem that they are successful. But if they don't go with the path of God's word, then no matter who that is, they will perish. No matter who you are, if you really go with the God's word, no matter how hard the wind blows, at the very end, you'll be reached to the place where you will be blessed. You should be. Its most important thing is that you will be guided by the word of God. So why God's word is so important? Because it's the bread. It's the not necessary food. Then John 1:1-3. That was the In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the being with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. God's Word has the power to create. So we were created by the Word of God. That's why we really need the Word of God. Without Word of God, then without God, without the Word of God, there's no growth. It will be like really dry bones. If you really listen and then follow with God, with the bone, with the God's Word, and then continuously, those people will have the growth. So without God, without Word of God, we cannot live. When you really admit that, that's when you can actually feel and know the power of the God's Word. So John 1:14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen His glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of the grace and the truth. Who is this Word? That is Jesus Christ. So for us, for our sin, then, to really give us the eternal life, the Word was incarnated and came to us, and He died on the cross and resurrected, and He really gave us the eternal life, those who really believe in His name. John 6:68. Now Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the word of eternal life. There's no other things. There's no other name that was really given under the heaven. So within only Christ, we have the eternal life. So because you have eternal life, you should have you should eat it eternally. That's why Jesus is the Christ. Then of the word of the truth, you have to always listen to this word of God, and then so that you will receive the strength. Hebrews 4:12. The healing. God's will is the healing. God want to heal you. Physically, financially, spiritually, then God really want to heal you. But how? For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. So wherever you want to heal, you have to have the word of God and live your life. Then this word of God the word of God will give you the actual wisdom. So if you really have the word of God, you have very rich wisdom. Those faithful people, those people who are really familiar with the God's word, and then they actually had that wisdom so that they can actually change and save the age. And through those people with the wisdom, then God is the one who was really doing his work. Why do we really need the wisdom in our life? Not for our success. Deuteronomy 6:6-7. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall walk and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way, and you lie down and when you rise. Because you really have to teach these God's word to the next generation. When you really receive the wisdom to be able to teach all this teaching of God, the word of God, what is the evangelism, what is the missions, what is the God's plan, all these things, to be able to teach all these kids, you really have to pray for all these people in the divisions. Let us be able to preach this gospel in the right way to the kids in my department. How can I really imprint this word of God in them? So when you really proclaim the word of God, 2 Timothy 3:15, and from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred writings, with which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All the knowledge of the Jesus Christ, what is needed. You should really have the scripture. Was with anything else, it's impossible for the kids to be saved. Only that word of God, only the scripture will actually give them the salvation, those who really want to be saved. That's why it's important for us to have this seminary school. It's important for us to have the church. First and most, God really called us so that all these people who really need to receive the life will receive the life. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. Teaching, for reproof, and correction, and correcting, and the training. It's not really for that. It's all scripture is breathed out by God. So you really have to pray when you really talk about the God's word. Please, Holy Spirit, work upon this person so that this word of God will be really understood. Then this person will be able to hear. It's not about being smart or having lots of experiences or just because you have the skill of talking. It's not all because of those to make them understand and realize. It's because of the work of the Holy Spirit. So for anyone that you'll be talking, please, you have to really pray so that they'll be able to realize. And then the Holy Spirit will be working upon them. Then 17, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. God's word is really for the good work. And we should be complete and equipped for every good work. That's why we need the God's word. God really gave you the most important mission for your life in Japan. It's evangelism, missions, and next generations. That's why with our own power and effort, it's impossible. So God gives us the Word of God every week so that we can actually be equipped for the good work. John 14:26. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. When the Holy Spirit works upon you, then God will be really working upon you so that you can actually grab that God's word when you make a choice. When you really make a choice, when you made decisions, made up your mind and all that, when you really listen to the God's word and then pray, then God will really tell you what to do. So those people who will be really centered with God's word will be able to have the prosperity and be away from the evil wickedness. Ephesians 4:11-13. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, evangelists, shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So some people have called you as apostles, prophets, evangelists. So those who really have the position in this church, God is the one who really called you as the leader of the department, as the church officers. It's God who did it. So you should really have the word of God so that people will be equipped. So and then they can actually work for the ministry. Those people who have been really equipped should really have all this ministry and devotion. We should really help them so that we can actually build up the one body of Christ. If you don't know what to do, you have to meditate on God's word, because God himself will teach us, tell us. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The lamp back then, it was a lantern. Then they put the oil. Then they will put the fire. The fire implies the Holy Spirit. When you really go along with the path, that means the Holy Spirit will have the fire. And then Holy Spirit is the one who will guide us. Those who have that word of God have the a person of the Holy Spirit. The person who has the word of God has a prayer, then no prayer means no word of God. So you should really have the assurance that you will be guided by the Holy Spirit. James 1:22-25. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in a mirror. For he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, the perseverance, being not hearer who forgets but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing. You really have to take action with the pulpit message. You pray, then you really have to take actions. Just like how the Nehemiah, we will restore the prayer. I will really restore all this prayer with the grief. And God is the one who is really keeps the promise. Please use us so that we will be able to declare the word of God. Then whatever you pray, please take actions. I bless all of you to do that. Let us pray throughout this week. Let us really have the feeling of the Holy Spirit and the wisdom so that we can actually take actions with the word of God. Thank you. In Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.